Synchronize your watch. Okay, I'm Alex Olson. I'm running for seat 5. Recently, I realized that running for the Madison School Board would be a logical next step for me. I'm a detective with the Madison Police Department with over 22 years experience, including 11 on the South Side. I investigate homicide, armed robbery, and hate crimes. I've provided countless trainings to law enforcement, schools, and community groups about hate crimes, bigotry, and prejudice. I have volunteered with Mothers of Simpson Street and the Latino Support Network, coached girls soccer, been a member of First Unitarian Society's Social Justice Committee, and mentored a teenager in the coming-of-age class there. I was on the board of Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network for South Central Wisconsin, and I'm currently on the board at the Center for New Community in Chicago. I live with a speech pathologist from another school district and have learned from her many of the realities and issues facing special ed teachers and students. I actually think my job is a lot easier. I grew up in Japan and the Philippines as well as New England and have traveled extensively seeking to learn from many different cultures. It's clear to me that education is essential for knowledge, success, better learning conditions, economic parity, and equity for everyone. I would bring skills of communication, collaborative community work, consensus building, and a passion for social justice to the district and community, especially those communities which have been struggling on the margins for too long. I want to be an advocate for students and parents who have problems with Madison's public education system, as well as for those who don't. I want the schools and the board to be as accessible as possible for all. I believe the business of the board should involve input from any person in the district who is willing, including parents, community, students, teachers, staff, administrators, businesses, and unions. Goals that are set and decisions that are made should be as public as possible. Learning only happens when schools are safe and welcoming for all. Madison schools must model this approach so that no child is left behind, in the good sense of that phrase. Safety issues must reflect both physical safety from weapons, drugs, and fights, and emotional safety, which results from a positive school climate for everyone, regardless of who they are. There are many people who have been working long and hard on issues like academic achievement gaps and high dropout suspension and expulsion rates. I want to publicly acknowledge their dedication and energy in tackling those issues head on. I would look forward to working with them to contribute constructive progress in these areas. I believe that a decade of revenue caps for schools is more than enough. Improved efficiencies alone will not be adequate to deliver the high educational services that Madison demands from its schools. MMSD teachers deserve to be fairly compensated for the hard work they do. I would fight to ensure that the state and federal governments pay their fair share towards public education. Loopholes exempting some businesses and corporations from paying property taxes must be closed. I hope that Governor Doyle's Task Force on Education addresses these financial issues and holds the wider conversation of restoring Wisconsin's historical commitment to providing quality public education for all students, because that is my bottom line. Thank you.